Hello?
Hi, is this Zenoba?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Zenoba. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing well, Zenoba. Long time. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you too.
Right. You know, ever since I was promoted to the compliance team from the project management job description, so I didn't get a chance to speak to you after that. So I just received a notification from Daniel regarding your refund request. So I wanted to know what's going on with that.
Well, first off, congratulations on your promotion. I didn't know. Well deserved. Secondly, well, for the book, originally I had a lot of ideas going into it, you know, and I shared some of those ideas, but the feedback and the feedback that I've gotten is not to my satisfaction, you know. I just feel like something's missing. And maybe it's the team. So I would just, you know, like to just get a refund because I feel like what I was expecting going in isn't honestly what I got.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay, well, it does make sense, but I'm trying to understand what exactly you feel is missing because I believe they sent you drafts in chunks and pieces, right?
Well, like what's
one
missing?
One chapter, two chapters at a time. So did you provide your feedback at that time? Yeah, go ahead.
I provide, well, every time they send me something, I usually comment and let them know my observations, you know? And it just seems like my observation and what I need to be corrected isn't being corrected, you know? Or even if it's being fixed, you know, I feel like, I just feel like the writing itself, sometimes when I'm reading the chapters, you know, like there would be a few edits here and there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the order of the sequence is just like, I just feel like the book is kind of all over the place, and that's how I originally submitted it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I still feel like it's kind of all over the place, plus the book covers. I attempted like 8 to 10 attempts on different book covers, and each one, it was just not to my liking.
Okay. All right. Okay, that makes sense, Zenoba. But why didn't you tell the project manager to change your team? I mean, if you were not satisfied with the changes or revisions that they were making in the book.
Well, they did. They did change the team. They did. I believe they got another writer.
Okay.
And I feel like what they were producing, it was still not satisfying, you know? So, and then I went out of the country, so I didn't really have time to get back.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got back, and I thought about it, and I've come to the conclusion that it's not a good fit.
Okay, all right. First of all, Zenoba, from what I remember, I don't think they ever tried to rearrange the manuscript or rewrite it, right? They only took what you sent in and they made a couple of edits here and there, and that was it. The sequence remained the same, and the story pretty much remained the same. I mean, you know, the verbiage, more or less. It remained the same. They didn't attempt to actually align the book, look at the bigger picture, and recreate the outline itself. Is that correct?
Okay. Well, the thing is, if I'm going to be paying for a ghostwriter, right, I'm expecting very high-level ghostwriting editing, you know? Like, when I'm going to be honest with you, Lisa, the way that I feel, and this is why I just feel like it's not good for me, you know, is just because I feel like my vision for this book, whether it's the book cover, the storyline, the sequence, you know, it's not up to par, you know.
Gotcha.
Originally, I wanted the book to have 20 chapters, right?
Right.
and at least 200 pages. That's what we agreed upon, you know?
Yes,
and when I'm talking to the writers, they're right, and the writer's telling me they can't do that because if they add more detail, they add more information, it's going to mess up the book. You know, they're like, if we add more stuff, it's going to mess up the book. So what we could do is just tweak it and clean it up, you know?
No, you know
and,
what? I think they missed the basic, the ground purpose. They missed the key point to it itself entirely because they were supposed to actually realign the book, you know? And if they would have done that, then it was possible for us to end up with more chapters, you know, with a clear vision, with a more clear vision and with a proper alignment in terms of sequence
right.
and the transition of the book.
Yes, that is one of my concerns. And the
yes.
other concerns is that I just feel like my feedback and my observation isn't being reflected on the book editing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's certain things that I have to go in by myself and edit and update, you know? And mm-hmm. I'm just like, are we not on the same page, you know?
Right.
So
right,
regardless of what's going on, it's just I just feel like my envision, my visualization when I first called you, you know, and now it's just like completely. I just feel like I wasted my time, you know.
Right.
Because I'm not. Yeah.
It feels
because
like
the thing is, it's like
is
how is it like I got it was August. You get me that August 15th. From
mm-hmm.
August 15th till now, I still have almost the same pages length, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
I feel
yeah.
about that. I apologize for all this inconvenience, Zanaba, because when I left the project, I was like, okay, you're in safe hands. I can move forward, and the rest of it will be taken care of. But I see now that the most important element that was required from the team to do on the overall project, you know, get the bigger picture. They didn't do that. They just missed that entirely. Okay, I understand where you're coming from now, and I'm very sorry that you had to go through that. Zanaba, at this point of time, let me just bring in the policies and terms and conditions as well, because I don't want you to be at last, okay? If we opt for a refund option, they will, since according to the team, the book is completed, okay? They have completed the editing according to the team, but of course, that's not the scenario. You've just explained everything to me, the concerns that you were
yeah,
facing.
Yeah, the book is isn't completed. The
exactly.
book is nowhere to be completed in my
exactly.
eyes.
Exactly. But they picked it up you know, on a wrong note entirely. They missed out the most basic element. That was the outline and the bigger picture. If they would have worked on the transition and the sequence, the overall narrative of the book, then maybe the picture would have been, you know, something different and something close to what you have envisioned, right? In terms of the sequence and the alignment of the book. The chapters should have been properly
right.
aligned, and given that fact, then maybe you would have seen the book to be in a different shape, close to your imagination or what you anticipated it to be. So at this point of time, if you opt for a refund, the compliance team, according to the policies and everything, they are going to get you a maximum of 25% or 30%, which is not good and which is not fair for you to. Since I worked with you and we have certain, we have built a rapport together, and I mean, it was always on a good note with you, all right? So due to that factor, I would recommend you, Zanaba, to actually give a second team another chance for them to work on the outline and give you a rewritten chapter, first chapter only. Based on that, if it doesn't make any sense to you, if you still feel that you don't have that vision, you're not getting what you anticipated to receive in return of your money, then we can proceed with a refund. What do you think?
Like a full refund?
I'm going to try my best to get you a full refund. If we go for this option, then of course I'm going to have my word. You know, I will tell them that, you know what, she agreed to give us another chance. And even after that, if it didn't make any sense, if it didn't work out for you, then of course I'm going to push them more and I'm going to have all the leverage on my end. But you know what, she has tried all the options. Now the only option that is left.
Well, the thing is, it's like they call it complete. You know, I submitted, when I first met you, I submitted 10 chapters to you, right?
Exactly.
They literally edit only 10 chapters, Lisa. You know?
Oh, my God.
And some of the chapters, they didn't even touch. They didn't even touch. It was like they, like, some of the, like, the wording, everything is, like, page by page the same.
Oh, my God. See, that
that's
is,
why I'm upset.
That is why, yes.
That's why I'm upset. And I'm also upset because I literally asked them, hey, can we come up with a different book cover, you know? Because the attempts that you guys, like, you know, submitted, you know, it's like it gets – it has nothing to do with the concept of the book, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it looks like it's amateur work. Like the book cover is like, how do you think that this is a like an appealing book cover? It's gonna be drawing people's attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It looks very, very like low quality, you know? And mm-hmm. it's sometimes they don't even like, for instance, like certain things in the beginning where I was like, this is my my author name, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're not even putting that on the book. They're putting something else, you know? So it's like everything that I've listed in the beginning, they're not following, you know?
Gotcha.
And when I ask them, hey, can you guys come up with, can we come up with a different concept? They're like, well, what do you want us to do? Because we tried this so many times, you know? How about you let us know?
Oh, okay.
You know?
That is not good.
So you can literally see our messages, Lisa, and that's why I'm just like, okay, you know what? I just feel like there's just a bunch of pushback, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, if I'm going to be paying like $1,000 for a ghostwriter, I'm just assuming like at least it's gonna be way more advanced than my, like, you know, I'm not an author, you know, this is my first time reading a book, you know, writing a book. So I'm assuming like someone who has more experience, their level and their visualization, you know,
would be
way
yeah.
better, you know?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
The thing is they're literally just doing grammar check.
Oh,
you know,
God.
It's just like most of it is just grammar and syntax. That's it
right.
that they've changed.
But that wasn't what you signed up for. It was all
exactly.
for developmental editing. That means you have to play around with the
yeah,
structure.
Yeah, and sometimes I wonder, Lisa, if I didn't put my rough draft for those first 10 chapters, you know, what would they have given me?
Yes, I completely
you know?
Agree with you. It would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
Exactly. I understand your point, Zenaba, and I understand where you're coming from at this point of time. See, the reason why I'm asking you for a second chance for the outline and a rewritten chapter, it's because I'm going to assign it to a personal editing team that I have, a team that I prefer to work with. They usually work on bestsellers only. So I am very much confident that you will like the quality of work. Try it out. Give it like 10 to 15 days. See, you've given this project a whole year, I believe. So rather than just closing it off at this point of time, give it another chance, like 10 to 20 days, and then decide. If it doesn't work out, then I'm telling you on a recorded medium, I will get you your refund.
Okay. I think that would work.
Okay.
Because the thing is I just don't want the work that I submitted to be given back to me, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
Like that's,
so that's what I'm going to ask them to do. Now, tell me something, Zenaba. The final file that you got after all these minor edits, is that the file that the new team should consider, or should I just scratch all that out, provide them the initial file that you provided, and tell them to work
well,
on
it? I think what would be better is if you gave the 10 chapters that they edited, you know, at least that team already edited and revised it, and we could just forward it to the other team, or the other team could just have access to everything, really, you know?
Gotcha.
That way they can see, because the book covers and everything, that way they can see, like, wow, this just, because I don't want to scare the new team, because when I looked at it, I got confused myself. I'm like, there's a lot going on, you know? I just want a team that can see my vision, you know? That's the whole thing. Like, I've been,
exactly.
like you said, it's like August. I met you in August 15th, you know, and it's now January.
Exactly.
And all they've given me was just 10 chapters.
I know. I know. I completely understand that. Okay, so Zenaba, let me discuss this with the new team. And one more thing, I'm going to provide this recording to the new team. So if there is anything that you need the new team to focus on, or what exactly are you envisioning, you can go ahead and tell me that now. So they are, you know, they have clarity when they're getting started with the
The story centers on a girl, you know, one individual, like the protagonist, and just her experiencing reality from the seen and the unseen, just her journey through life, you know? And I just want the writers to just, like, really just, like, capture the protagonist and her story, you know, in every emotional, like, character development, you know, to the point where the readers, when they're reading this, the whole point of this book, it's supposed to be, like, a psychological, mind-bending thriller, you know, where it's, like, the readers are trying to figure out what's inside the main character's mind. You know, what is she thinking, you know? And also, if what is she thinking being perceived in reality, like, is it correct, is it not correct? You know, it's like, I want the readers to be so engaged, you know, where they feel like they're, like, the protagonist and they can't tell from what's reality and what's not.
Right. I got you. Okay, then. Without wasting any more time, Zenaba, I'm going to have a detailed meeting with them today itself. I will provide them the final draft that the previous team provided you, and we will take things further from there, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Lisa. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Zenaba, for giving me another chance. I really, really want this to work out for the both of us because you've been with us for far too long, and I would hate for you to go dissatisfied. And personally speaking, I mean, you know, you were a good friend to me. We had a good rapport building. That's the reason why I don't want you to just, you know, go dissatisfied with the company. That's what I'm focusing on the most. See, amount is not an issue. We can simply process the refund at this point of time, too. It's the client building. It's that satisfaction that matters to us the most. Because we don't want you to just work with us on one project. We would like you to work with us on a long-term basis, you know, like 5 years, 10 years, more books.
Yeah, and I would love to come back. Like, I already knew, like, when I first met you, Lisa, we have, like, an instant connection. And I really, like, I feel like you understood, like, how mental health and just like overcoming a challenging obstacle in life is, you know, and being optimistic and being, like, empowered through that, you know?
Exactly.
And that's why I was like, okay, maybe she'll understand the character in the book too, you know?
Absolutely.
And then also I just wanted to really, really highlight something because the other team lacked it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because there is, like, a religious concept or religious perspective in the book, I would like the editors, you know, in a way to, like, modify it and make it, like, welcoming, you know? Like, for instance, like, I don't want it to be, like, a Muslim book, you know? Like, the character might be Muslim, but I want it to be, like, when she's talking to, like, God or, like, the divine source, you know? In a way, like, I have it written where I'm listing his attributes, you know, of God, but I'm, like, listing it in, like, Arabic, you know, but I want it to be equally friendly for people who are not Muslim, you know, to relate to it, you know, because matter if you're not Muslim, if you're not Christian, yeah, like, I want it to be, like, it's just God that this person is experiencing.
Absolutely.
Get me?
Yes, I absolutely get you. Don't you worry about this. I'm going to make sure that the new team considers this and pays special attention to this. So let me ask them to start working on the outline. Along with that, I'm going to ask them to write out the first chapter for you or the introduction. So that way you will get an idea in terms of the potential that the new team has, and you can then make your decision whether or not the team is aligned with your thoughts and visions, or simply you need to go, you know, a different route. So let's just focus on that, and most likely I'll be able to get you something delivered within the next 7 to 8 working days max. That's the max I'm telling you. But I will get you an estimated time frame, like the exact date, and then you can make your decision.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thank you so much for taking the time to hear me out, Lisa.
No worries at all. Always here for you. No worries at all. And one more thing, Zenaba, I want you to have my personal number just in case if you're facing any other issues whatsoever. You just drop me a text message or call me directly, okay?
Oh, okay. What's your number?
All right, that's going to be 408.
408-689-6899.
You got it, Zenaba, and that is my cell number, okay? So you can call me, you can drop me a text message. I will be available here for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Lisa. This is actually, it's kind of a relief.
I know. Sometimes you need someone to just be able to connect with what you're trying to, say or explain. And that's all I'm trying to do here for you. I don't want all this time and the amount and the effort that you have spent with us so far to go down the drain, to be wasted. And that's the only reason why I'm just giving it one last chance. Let's try it. And maybe with the new team, and I'm confident that it will change, but maybe, probably, it might just work out. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much for your time once again, Zenaba. I promise you I won't let you down. I will keep a close eye on the project so, they don't go south again, and I will keep you posted.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you, Lisa.
Have yourself a good day.
You as well. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.